Don't touch that dial. Stay a while and listen to the great things that God is doing in the world today.
And so we're in this world of chaos. We are facing it, not the problems in the chaos, but we're facing the possibilities that exist in heaven because it lives over that chaos. And we need to come up to a different level and maybe stop thinking. It's a Colossians 3 moment. Set your mind on things above, not on things in the world. It's not that our circumstances get easier. We get bigger. We get better. And to do that, we need a foundation in our lives of who Christ is in us and who God is for us.
This is Global Air Force with your host, Jim Rohn.
God's care for you today as a believer far exceeds all the confusion and chaos in the world today. You need to know that. You need to hear that. And what you hear will become part of your life. Our teacher today is Graham Cook, as he's teaching at Bethel Church in Cleveland.
Graham Cook. We love you, Graham.
Thank you.
This is a Jeremiah 31:3 moment for this house. And that scripture simply is the Lord saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I have drawn you with loving kindness. And it's really important for us to examine that scripture and ask ourselves, am I really in that place of being drawn? Am I allowing myself to be drawn? Do I have an expectation of the everlasting love of God in my life, in my circumstances? You know, the thing is, with circumstances, is they don't go away. They just come back in a different form. It's not that our circumstances get easier. It is that we get better. It's not that our circumstances get easier. We get bigger. We get better. And to do that, we need a foundation in our lives of who Christ is in us and who God is for us. My favorite question to God in any situation is, appreciate this. What is it you want to be for me now I'm in this situation? Because God's primary goal with each of us is to make us like him. So that means he's gonna teach you how to become like him using your life situations. It's what we call relational learning in the kingdom. So God isn't here to rescue us, right? Is here actually to renew us, refresh us, restore us, and bring us to a place in him where we live above our circumstances, not beneath them. Yes. Right? So Isaiah 63:7 says, I shall make mention of the loving kindness of the Lord according to all he has granted to us and the great goodness towards the people, which he has granted them according to his compassion and according to the abundance of his loving kindness. That's the place to live from. Because it's the place of absolute expectation and anticipation. The expression of God's heart towards us becomes the expression in ours. When you know how much God loves you, you know how much you can expect. You know, your daughters teach you that. If you've got a daughter, she's going to teach you that. She's going to have an expectation of dad. So if you have an expectation of me, you can have an expectation of him. And I think that's what relationship is. When you know how much you are loved, you know how much favor you have. And you can take that favor and use it. And there are things that God doesn't want us to ask for, he wants us to expect. Yes. Because there are things he's already given us that we're trying to ask him for. Amen. And he's not saying anything because he knows if he answers that prayer, then he takes you away from favor. Right? How many times have you asked God for something and nothing's happened? It's because he's saying, you already have those things in Christ. Don't ask me for what I've already given you. Look at your relationship and what it's supposed to be like and step into it. And we need to act from a stronger position of relationship with God than we're currently enjoying. And that is not a criticism. I'm just saying there's more. It's an observation that there is more available, and we need to tap into Jesus in a much deeper level. The passion of God creates a zeal in us based on his nature towards us. I love who God is for me. I love exploring it. You know, Jesus is big country, and we have to explore who he is, what it means to be in Christ, and what it means to have Christ in us. That's the territory that you need to take hold of, because that is, in essence, that you have the promised land in you right now. The promised land is Christ in you and you in Christ, and we have to explore that. We have to start praying from a different level. And start praying from our expectation rather than from our need. Does that make sense? Pray from your expectation. If you've got prophetic words in your life, they need to be incorporated in your prayers. If you've got promises, promises are the currency of heaven. If you've got a promise, God wants you to incorporate that promise in your thinking, in your perception, in your language, in your prayer, in your praise, so that you wrap it around you. You take hold of it, you use it, you stand on it, because it is your permission. A promise is permission. Scripture is permission. A prophecy is permission. It's God saying yes and amen. Stop asking for things that he gave you years ago. If you've got prophetic words from way back, you should bring those prophetic words from the background into the foreground. You didn't understand them when they were given years ago because it was a new word. But here we are now, and it could be a now word for right here. If you've got prophecies, bring them from the background into the foreground, because it's time for those things to be released, to be opened up. And in some cases, it is beyond time. It's the loving kindness of God that shapes our resources and our responses. It's that expectation in him that opens us up to possibilities where we're only right now considering problems. You cannot have a problem in your life without a possibility being present also, because God will simply not allow it. You're in Christ, and in Christ all things are possible. That means every problem has to be turned into a possibility so that you can go to God with it in expectation. I run three companies. They're all called Brilliant. Brilliant Perspectives, Brilliant TV, Brilliant Book House. And when I train my staff, this is what we talk about, possibilities. And I'm saying, I don't pay you to deal with problems. I pay you to turn them into possibilities and come and talk to me about them. Because we have a God of possibilities, because we're in the kingdom, and in the kingdom, different rules apply. In the world, you will have tribulation. In the kingdom, you get something else. So you have to decide where you want to live from, who you want to live in, and what the foundation of your life is. And I think some foundations in this church need to be strengthened in people's lives, in your family. The foundation of spirituality in Jesus needs to be strengthened so that we're living with not just expectation, but the anticipation of something good. And so we're in this world of chaos. We are facing it, not the problems in the chaos, but we're facing the possibilities that exist in heaven because it lives over that chaos. And we need to come up to a different level and maybe stop thinking. It's a Colossians 3 moment. Set your mind on things above, not on things in the world. And expectation, promises, prophecy, key scriptures, they do that for us. They bring us up to a level that's above the line of privilege, not below it. So knowing that you are the beloved of God and that his passion for you is to be rooted in his love is really essential. His passion, God is passionate about you because he's passionate about Christ in you. He put Jesus into you so that he could love you in the same way that he loves Jesus. John 17, read it. 23, verse 26, Jesus talking, that they may be one even as we are one, and that you may love them as you have loved me. That's the whole point of you being in Christ, is that you know in an extraordinary sense how much you are loved. Yes. And the lengths that God will go to empower that love in your life. And then you're supposed to trade on it. That's what I adore about my daughter. She knew she was loved, and she traded on it. And because I loved her, I allowed her to trade on it, because I wanted her to see that what I was for her, God would be for her like a million times bigger. And that's a really important part of her spiritual education. And she lives that lifestyle. It's vital for us to go to another level of goodness and favor in Jesus. We can't move mountains if we ourselves are not massively moved by who God is for us now. We can't have a relationship with Jesus that is business as usual. Wilberforce is one of my heroes. 15 years he took on the British government. He started a movement in England called Let's Make Goodness Fashionable. And he got the royal family involved, all the lords and ladies of the land involved. He got the government involved. He got businesses. He got anybody who had any influence or cash. He got everybody involved. Let's make goodness fashionable. And simply it was based on, let's get these kids who've never gone to school, let's get them education. Let's start something that creates health amongst people. Let's do something in employment that actually gets people into a job. Let's close all the gin stores and all these places where people are just wasting their lives away. And through every town and village, something began to happen. And in the course of that, even though nothing was preached, over 1 million people found Christ. It's one of the most powerful movements in our history. Let's make goodness fashionable. No one was even thinking about goodness at that point, but he was. Let's make goodness fashionable. Let's just start doing something that changes the tide of things in this country, that elevates people, regardless of who they are, regardless of what they believe. Let's elevate people to a life that they could never expect or anticipate in the culture of what we have right now. And really that elevation brought us to a place that allowed the whole country to come up to a different level. And it was astonishing. That's what he's known for in the UK. We have to stop coming to meetings hoping for an upgrade, when really the upgrade is already present in your relationship with God. And I say it because I've been there. I've been that lazy person. I've had that lazy spirituality that depended on someone's ministry to get me out of a hole that I could have got in by myself if I'd really understood who Jesus is for me. You have to do the work on a relationship, right? We all know that. You have to work on a relationship. How is it we don't really work on our relationship with Jesus in a way that he wants to work with us? That's the thing I believe that God's going to help us change. In the kingdom, if you want to get to the top in authentic power in your life, you have to get to the bottom of who Jesus is for you. Really understand the depth of God's love. When you understand the depth of God's love, you can go to the height of it. So I believe God is calling us right now to strengthen our foundations of who Christ is for you. And he's calling us to go deeper into Jesus. So I want to prophesy into your quiet times, into your relationship with God. You can get a copy of this and take it home, put it in your car, transcribe it into your life journal. So you actually can learn how to start praying because of all the promises that God is going to give you. So if the Holy Spirit would speak his intention prophetically, it would sound like this. I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I've drawn you to my presence with loving kindness. You are now subject to the same passion that I have for my beloved son. I placed you in him so that I could treat you the same way that I do him. He is the beloved, and in him you also are the beloved of God. Allow my pleasure in you to shape all your life responses. It's my love that generates your faith. It's my joy that provides the capacity to stand in adversity without fear and without anxiety. My majesty allows you to overcome. I am is present to talk you into faith, into passion, and into overcoming. My plan is to give you a majesty mindset. This is your high place in the spirit. We are watching you with intense anticipation. We love that you are in Christ, learning to become Christ-like. We have such a huge anticipation and expectation of who you are becoming in us in this next time frame. We are all emphatically engaged with your story and your journey in Christ. So we give you permission to live in the place of greatest favor and to partake of our fullness and abundance that we have set aside for you to inherit and inhabit in him. Be as absorbed in this life as we are captivated by who you are becoming. We give you permission to be attentive to all that we are doing in you. We are your focus, your passion, your connection, and we give you permission and permission and permission and permission to enjoy, to rise up, to see, to become, to do in extraordinary ways things you've never done before. You are as we are in this life. Your new man has a primary focus on all the permissions of Jesus. As he is, so are you in this world. All the promises we give to you carry a wonderful yes and amen. You have a double portion of blessing and favor as the least of your divine advantage. We really want you to become a multiplied person in the kingdom. So we're saying to you, come up here and take your place in us and with us. Learn to have rest, to trust, to be thankful in all that we have for you. We love faithfulness, and therefore we require that you trust our word above all other things. We are training you in the art of anticipation so that you may understand who you are in fullness. We're going to use all your life circumstances to train you, to develop you, to upgrade you, to promote you, to bring you to a place in Christ, in the kingdom, that you've never experienced before. And we declare to you that in Christ, you are not bound to this world, but instead, you are released to the majesty of the kingdom. We give you permission to expect the greatness of God to become your new normal. In return, we ask one thing. Trust in our faithfulness to you and hold fast to the confession of faith that we give you in every circumstance. Because that confession will empower you to see, think, and speak even as we do. And you will become like us as you become empowered to live in the new man. You will anticipate with pleasure all that the future holds. You will have a favorable expectation in all situations, to look at every circumstance through the eyes of our majesty, that the renewal of your mind would transform every event into a kingdom situation. Know that you are now subject to a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. Truths so powerful that nothing can stand against them. That Jesus would indeed become your way, your truth, your life. There is no accusation or shame that could separate you from the brightness of our love. Instead, there is a confident boldness growing in you that will release the power of our fellowship when you need it the most. You are in us, and we remain as unchanging as ever. We are your everlasting sameness and truth. No matter how well you're doing, no matter how badly you're doing, we will be exactly the same, so that we will be exactly what you need, regardless of circumstances and regardless of how well you're doing. We remain faithful to you. Then now it's your turn to practice that same faithfulness with us. And you do that by not being anxious, not being fearful, not being worried, not being downhearted, because you're in us now, and we are always joyful. We're always happy. Every word we speak to you is so that our joy may be in you and your joy may be full. We are bold, we are utterly confident, and we speak with joyful assurance. We are not double-minded. Everything is in Christ is yes and amen. You have a green light until we turn it red. So don't be asking us, is this time? We're going to say, yes, it is time. Why? Because right now you're behind the time of your own development. So you're catching up. So we're going to say yes to the time thing. Yeah, now is the day. Now is the accepted time. It's yes and amen. Got a green light, you need to run. We give you permission to have an ongoing encounter with us rooted in Christ that will bring you into a powerful encounter with our permission. We are ahead of you in all the things that you'll face. We've gone out before. We know the territory that you're facing out there. And we are out there right now, and next to every problem out there, we are placing a provision. So that when, by the time you get there, you'll already be ready to receive something. So in your current situations right now, we declare to you, there are provisions right now where you are, and you need to see them. You need to ask us, what is here? What have you already done about this? What is already present? Thank you for this problem. What is the possibility that is present? And we want you to know that there will never be a problem without a possibility being right next to it. You will never have a problem without a provision being there. Every problem comes with a provision. And we're going to help you to see it, take hold of it, use it, and become it. Why? Because this is the kingdom. We're not asking you to live in the world spiritually. We're asking you to be in the world, but not of it. We're asking you to be of the kingdom. And beloved, if the world is playing baseball, the kingdom is playing football, someone's going to get hurt. Jesus, tougher than hell. And your expectation and your anticipation is designed to make you strong, make you powerful in the way you see, the way you think, the way you talk, the way you act, the way you stand, what you believe for. Powerful. Our intention is to make you powerful through relationship with us. We want you to have a powerful encounter with our permissions. We will withhold nothing from you. As you delight in practicing life in us, which we've already bestowed upon you. To make you in our image, our intention is that you should possess life in the same manner as we do. So, beloved, we're calling you to rise up, to stand up. And we declare to you, the past is the past. This is a new day. And in a new day, everything becomes new. You're going to lay down your old failings, your own misapprehensions, misunderstandings. You're going to lay down the unbelief that you've had, that you've demonstrated by not coming to us. And you're no longer going to endure situations. You're going to learn to enjoy them. Because we set you on a path of discovery. And in every situation, in every circumstance, in every relationship, there's going to be a gift waiting for you. Because there are unclaimed upgrades all over this room. And we want you to know that heaven is not a storage facility. These things need to come down. Because if these upgrades come down into the church, everybody around in the city, saved or Christian or pre-Christian, everyone comes under the favor and the blessing and the abundance. These things need to come down in this family, in this community. The people of Cleveland need to see you blessed so that they too will have hope and expectation. So that's what we're doing. And we hope that you will enter into a partnership with us that will make you dynamic in a way you've never been before in your whole life. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you. So we say yes to that, knowing the cost, counting that cost for Jesus' sake, because he deserves a people like that. Amen. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Global Air Force wants you. Be a part of the Global Air Force Radio Ministry. Please go to our website at www.globalairforce.net. That's www.globalairforce.net. Come fly with Global Air Force.